Illinois State Representative Brandon Phelps is on the line this morning. Brandon, how are you this morning?
Hey, good, Tom. Happy New Year and everybody out there.
Happy New Year. Literally, let's get started. Here's the thing. Why not with the preliminaries? Everybody knows the situation we're in. After the article that was published yesterday by the governor and the response that we've seen since, it really gives you the sense, and it sounds so flippant to say it, here we go again.
Tom, it is. I mean, let's just be honest. I mean, you've got a lot of friends, and like I do, that are in unions, working men and women that try to just provide for their families and to themselves and trying to make a better way of life. And I don't even want to call these reforms anymore. I mean, the turnaround agenda, I don't want to call them reforms, Tom, to be fair. I mean, I know there's always people who are going to argue with me. I call them attacks. Attacks on the middle class. I mean, we see what's going on with AFSCME. Tom, we need those services. We need those institutions to keep running. I'm just tired of all the games. I mean, when people say, let's lock themselves in a room and whatever. Tom, I'm for that. I always have been. I'm one of the last ones to leave. I mean, I want to keep working. I think there's a way we can come together on this. People are just tired of it, and so am I, Tom. I mean, let's... no more stopgap budgets. Let's get a full budget. I mean, we've got money. You know what's going on. We've got money. The problem is with all these consent decrees and all these court orders that we have to pay these providers, people really aren't missing a budget because they are getting paid. I mean, there's a lot of people getting paid, Tom.
Right. Do you think, is it going to be, because, I mean, when you look at it, it doesn't look as though anything's changed after the election. And when I say that, I'm basing that on the behavior of the upper echelon in Springfield, that it doesn't appear as anything's changed.
It's not changed. It's not changed. You're completely starting already raising money for the next election. You know, Governor Rauner just put $50 million into his own money in his campaign fund. There's more coming. I was talking to some of my House Republican friends yesterday. They think there's going to be almost $200 million this guy's going to have to try to get more seats, to come after seats like mine and some of the other downstate and suburbs. I mean, $50 million, that's more than some of the budgets we have for social services, Tom. I mean, I'm looking at ways. There's a way we can try to, if whatever money you put in, a percentage has to go to pay providers. I think people are sick of all this money. I mean, to run for office anymore, you got to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't think that's what our forefathers wanted us, Tom.
But wouldn't so much of this really go away, the whole money issue, if simple things like getting a successful budget, sure, there's going to be cuts, just getting a budget in place? I mean, no state in the union's ever gone this long without a budget, I don't think.
Tommy, that's the problem. I mean, throughout the years, talk about the speaker. Yeah, we can talk about the speaker all you want, but he's had budgets under every governor that he has served with. He even had a budget with Blagojevich, Tom, which he hated more than anything. Let's just be honest with one another. Speaker Madigan hated Rod Blagojevich. They were from the same party. But we still got budgets. I just don't know what the difference is. So I'm not just trying to pick on Governor Rauner. I want the speaker. I want the president. I want the governor all to get together, even the Republican leaders. I mean, they got a lead. They got a lead. And right now there's a failure of leadership. Tom, you want to talk about the speaker, we can talk about the speaker all you want. I would love to be the speaker.
Well, here's the thing.
I would love to be the speaker,
Brandon,
but I know I don't have the votes, Tom.
What I've been seeing is a lot of social media pressure and calls for you to be contacted to not vote for Mike Madigan.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to be smart about it. I'm not going to just treat my district horribly if I don't vote for the right person. Right now it comes down to two people. And I'm going to vote what I think my district is going to do the best with, because I'm not going to be for somebody that's for right to work. I'm not going to be for somebody that's going to go and make sure AFSCME goes out on strike. I'm not going to go against what I've been brought up to believe in, Tom. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be smart about my vote. I would love to be the speaker. But, Tom, I know I'm a realist. If I don't have the votes, I don't want to hurt my district. But if it comes down to two people, I'm going to vote for the right person I think is going to help my district.
Because, there's been calls for you to not vote for Speaker Madigan when the election, which will be next week. And the other one, And I saw a number of people as pressure being applied to you to not vote for any additional school funding for Chicago.
And I'm not going to do that. I am never, ever. Now, let me just say it here first. I mean, I proved it with my vote. I'm never going to bail out Chicago public schools at the cost of mine. I've never done that. I never will. Every time I vote for a budget, I always call my superintendents, my teachers' groups. I call them all. And I ask them, what do you want me to do? This is what we have. Last time, I was very happy. Every one of my schools got more money than they ever have in the history of Illinois. And I'm going to continue to do that. But I'm not going to vote for the wrong person. I can't do it. But I'm not just not going to vote. I'm going to go up there, and I'm going to vote for what I think is going to be best. The problem right now with Speaker Madigan is that he's had so much money against him throughout social media. That's the problem. He's the boogeyman, everybody thinks. He's not. We've had budgets with every governor that he served with, Thompson, Ryan, Edgar, which I, as you know, I think the world of Jim Edgar. He even told the governor the biggest thing he could make, his failure is not even getting a budget. We need a budget, Tom. That's what I want to concentrate on.
Yeah, we need a budget, and already the school districts and everybody started to look in that respect. You know, a number of articles that I've read over the last couple of days talk about the lockbox amendment and saying, look, it passed, I think it was like 76% of the vote or something like that. It was overwhelming. People got behind this. And already people are going, how are we going to do it? One of the articles that I'd read, I think it was like Sauk Valley or something like that. They said, look, it seems easy on its face. You don't spend money from like fuel taxes on something that's not with roads. It goes into a lockbox and it's spent, but it goes into the general fund. That money gets all commingled in there. Is this really the problem that many published articles are representing when it comes to implementing the lockbox amendment?
No, Tom. I mean, the election was in November. Here it is January, 1st of January. We don't even know yet what the repercussions are going to be on this. It's all good intentions. I mean, even if you heard the debate on when I was the main sponsor, the debate on the floor, the debate in the Senate, there was only four legislators that voted against this in the House and in the Senate. This is something that we needed a long time ago, where governors and legislatures would get their filthy, greedy fingers off that money that needs to go for our infrastructure. Tom, that's going to provide a lot of jobs. And I really believe you know that. There was a group that said it's going to hurt DNR. No, it's not. If there ever is, we can do cleanup language to try to decide if there is a problem that takes away from DNR. I'm the last person. The last person that wants to hurt DNR as chairman of the Sportsman's Caucus and now the president, which is great. I don't think a lot of people may care, but I just got elected president. 48 states, 3,000 legislators. No one ran against me. I'm president of the whole National Sportsman's Caucus now. The last thing I'm going to do is hurt DNR.
Right.
But I think this is going to go to great roads, great bridges, and it's going to create jobs.
Speaking of DNR, one of the new laws allowing ATV in the Shawnee National Forest.
Tom, I'm for that. I think there's enough room for everybody. I may have a lot of people over in Carbondale that hate that idea, that thinks I want to go in and tear up what the good Lord gave us. That's not what I want. I want to bring revenue to our area. There's enough room for everybody to enjoy the Shawnee National Forest. Horsemen, ATVs, I'm for that. But we don't want to run the pristine areas. Leave those alone. We can trade out land. We buy land all the time in the state.
Right.
So let's trade out land. You cannot go a weekend when it's nice out in southeastern Illinois and see ATVs coming to our area and horsemen. I'm for that. I want to do more of that, Tom.
Right. The items that I've run across with it when it comes to ATVs being both an occasional user once upon a time and then dealing with landowners in particular in Polk County is they didn't mind ATV as long as they stayed on their side of the property line in erosion, where two of the issues, farmers in particular, so these guys come through these areas and they waller them out. That was the exact term. And now I've got an erosion problem. That's the kind of stuff that I hear complaints about, that type of thing. And they weren't here. They were 2 o'clock in the morning. They were racing across my property, scaring my cows, that kind of stuff.
Tommy, and I agree with that. But you know what? Let's just be honest with one another. And everybody listening out there, they know this. We send a lot of tax money to the federal government. We hardly get anything back. Name one thing we've gotten really back from the federal government. Name one thing. It's ridiculous.
We're a donor state.
We're a donor state. Come on, and I bet we don't even get 4% back for our education, and everybody wants to blame the state. We need more federal help. I was disappointed in Obama than anybody. Name one thing really Illinois got while he was in office. I may have my own party get mad at me for saying that, right. But I can't tell you that. It's right. Ridiculous. I'm hoping Donald Trump, so far, being a coal guy, I kind of like what he's done with EPA and energy and things like that, being chairman of public utilities. I don't know if I'm going to get it back, maybe after saying some of this stuff, but I'm for that. I think coal is definitely going to come back. I've talked to all the coal companies. We've been visiting the coal companies around the area. There's big things coming. I really believe that.
Didn't Nighthawk set a record for production in a year this year?
I was just with Steve Carter. They're doing great. Tom French's mine over there in Little Mitchellsville is doing great. Peabody, I think, is getting ready to do something big. I was up in Hamilton County just recently. They have a life expectancy of their mine to 21 and 34. The year 2134. They've got contracts. We are now, Illinois just surpassed Kentucky. We're the third biggest state right now in production of coal. And I think it's going to get better. I really do.
Well, it can only hope. So things start really rolling next week, don't they?
Yeah, you know, Tom, we'll go back in the 9th and 10th. The inauguration's the 11th. We'll be in for a little bit on the 12th, and we come back at the end of January. Still not getting paid, which is fine. You practice what you preach. I haven't been paid since April, if everybody wants to know that. I don't know how a lot of people are doing it, but you know what? That's fine. I understand it's a big political decision. But we're going to continue to work, and that's what I'm doing. And I hope there's going to be talk of revenue. There are rumors, just so you know, inside baseball, they are talking about maybe doing a gaming expansion.
Really?
Walker's Bluff would be great. A lot of people think it's going to be competition with Harrah's down in Metropolis. I don't think there is. When you have Cindy Bunch that's willing to invest millions of dollars in our area, I think you got to give her a chance. And I'm keeping my powder dry and a lot of that stuff just to see what happens. But the horsemen, I think, want casinos in where they run the horse races. I'm not saying I'm against that either. We need the revenue.
Right.
We need the revenue.
You know, something interesting, it's really off the subject. Yesterday, they they swore in a new governor in Puerto Rico. And one of the first things he says that, you know, he's governor, he wants to push to become a state instead of a territory. And the reason why is because they're in terrible financial straits and they need to become a state so they get federal assistance. And I could not help but take Puerto Rico out and put of that story and put Illinois in that name. We're already a state. Will it come to the point? Well, Puerto Rico's saying we want to become a state so we can get federal help. We give them assistance, huge subsidies. Should Illinois look to Washington to help with this financial issue? You talked about a state, being a donor state. I mean, when I hear Puerto Rico, governor says, no, that's what we need because we got to get the help. Should we be saying something like that in the state of Illinois?
I hope Donald Trump, yes, and I hope Donald Trump looks and sees how much money we dole out to other nations besides our own. I think we would need to look at what we send to other countries where we could utilize that even here. I mean, can you imagine having federal help right now, you know, with Illinois and what we could do with that? I mean, it'd be amazing. I don't know if we'd still get a budget, but it would help. Yeah. I mean, I can't tell you $1 we're getting. Our little towns that we represent, the sewer systems, the water systems, the federal government's pretty much said, we're not going to put Band-Aids on those anymore. We want you to build new ones. What money, Tom?
Right.
If we don't get the help, we don't have it in the state right now. We've got it. It's going out to pay these providers because of these consent decrees. But my gosh, Tom, we need more. We need more. I understand what Puerto Rico's trying to do, but they ought to look at some of their states. We're not getting anything back either.
You know, one of the fortunate things, having known you for as long as I have in years, and then, you know, when I listen closely to your voice, it sounds to me like you're in the starting blocks and you're ready to go out on the track or you're ready to go out for a fight. I mean, I'm literally hearing it in the tone of your voice that you are kind of ticked off and frustrated is what I'm hearing.
Tom, I've got a lot of seniority, and I'm tired of playing around. I've always been one of the main guys that will always get in there and work with both sides of the aisle. I'm not desperate whatsoever. I just want the best for our area. I want the best for our state. And right now, it's all politics, and it's ridiculous. You saw what happened during the election. We lost a lot of good people. Maybe we got good people coming in. We don't know yet. Time will tell. But I've been there a long time, Tom. I think my plate is in the teens now. And you know what? people know I'm there not only for my area, but all of Southern Illinois, and I'm going to continue to fight every day. I wish we were up there right now trying to get a budget.
Right.
And I'm going to do what's right. People want to talk about politics and talk about vote for the speaker and all this. I told you, I'd love to be the speaker. But I know I'm a realist, and if I don't have the votes, I've got to work with who I think is going to be best for my area. And that's what I'm going to do, Tom.
All right. Hey, Illinois State Representative Brandon Phelps. And Brandon, I would assume that you and I will be talking again sometime next week, and I really do appreciate your time this morning.